Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I'm so thrilled that you jump on the podcast today. And if you haven't done it yet, I want to encourage you to swing by our sister podcast at weekdaymeditation.com. And honestly, the easiest way to get both of these podcasts is to actually subscribe using the podcast app that you have. What that does is it enables your device to download each fresh episode during the night so that it's ready first thing in the morning. It's a great way to keep up with any podcast, and especially these. Well, today on the podcast, I really want to talk about the power of a clear conscience. I ran across this phrase in my daily Bible reading in 1 Timothy that really caused me to think about this and just stop and think about the power of a clear conscience. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul's writing to his protege, Timothy, and he gives him a lot of instructions, but he gives him context behind it. He says in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 5, he says, "The purpose of my instruction is that all believers, which would include us, would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a genuine faith." And I think those three things together are really powerful. He talks about the problem, though. He says in verse 6, "But some people have missed this whole point. They have turned away from these things, and they spend their time in meaningless discussions." And I think that's true in our day and age, where people just talk about things that really don't matter. They get distracted from the main point. He makes this point again at the end of the chapter. He says at the end of verse 18, he says, "But may they help you fight well in the Lord's battles." Verse 19, "Cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear, for some people have deliberately violated their conscience, and as a result, their faith has been shipwrecked." And I think that's true. We've seen that all around us, where people are walking away and they're making conscious decisions that are violating their souls and are in the end shipwrecking their faith. Well, how do we keep away from that? How do we protect from that? Well, one of the things that I read recently is a book called Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons. And in chapter 4, she gives three helpful questions that I want to pass along to you today, because honestly, most of the time, our conscience are not clear when we're holding secrets. But what we found is that secrets lose their power when they exit the darkness. And so these three questions kickstart that process of saying, I want to come out into the clear. I want to have a clear conscience. Question number one is, what do I need to confess? What do I need to confess? Heart work begins with that awakening. It starts with that idea that in some area of our life where we are hiding things, there's guilt and there's shame. And so we need to confess it. To confess something literally means to say the same thing about it that God says about it. And so if God says something about it, I need to align myself and say, God, you're right. God, you know what's best, and you know what's best for my life. And so it starts with this idea of confession. What do I need to confess? What areas of my life have I lived out of alignment? What areas of my life have I been acting like I'm in charge? What do I need to confess? Question number two is, what do I need to release? What do I need to release? And so at the moment of confession, God goes to work on us. God forgives us, and he brings healing, and he brings restoration. But when we confess that, sometimes we need to release our guilt to God and trust that he's going to work, that God can still work through our failures, and that he can still bring about his purpose. And so I confess, but I don't stop there. I release that judgment. I release that guilt that I have and allow God to go to work. And then question number three is, what do I need to change? What do I need to change? What confession begins to do and what release does is it paves the way for how we can walk forward into a new, more connected, and more present way. So we begin to ask the question, God, what can I do now? God, what can I do now? God, I've confessed my sin. God, I've released the guilt. And now I'm ready to walk forward in what you have for me next. And so one of the most powerful things that we can have is a clear conscience. Confession is the gateway to freedom, and freedom is the beauty of forgiveness, and we can take next steps after we've confessed, we've released, we've changed. Now we can move forward. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today, but I hope today was encouraging to you and you'd be thinking about, is there anything you need to confess, release, or change? And as you think about that, man, begin to take those next steps. And I want to encourage you to make plans to join us this Sunday. This Sunday is part four, the wrap-up of our Underdog series. And man, I'm telling you, Pastor Chuck has a powerful word for us. So invite a friend and come join us this Sunday at 9:30 or 11. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.